Welcome back to the Woodbury Report. This is Lon Woodbury, an educational consultant located in North Idaho. And here's where we talk with people in the field that are working with struggling teens and therapeutic boarding schools and wilderness therapy. I have Kristen Hayes on the line. Kristen, good morning. Good to have you here.
Good morning. Good morning, Lon. Thank you.
And it is February 26th, 2015, and Kristen has just started a new public relations firm. I've known her for a number of years, and she's done public relations for a number of years, and so we're going to talk about how public relations in the network of schools and programs for struggling teens is different. So, Kristen, would you tell us a little bit, first off, how what you're putting together?
Sure. So I've just announced the formation of a consulting business called Kay Hayes PR, and we will be offering media relations, pitching positive news stories about programs, people in this industry, some of our outcome stories, and also writing some content that includes parenting tips or warning signs. We'll also be making a big emphasis on social media. It's a really great tool to tell success stories and define programs and thought leaders. Also crisis communications, because as a lot of us know, it's not a matter of if, but when. And I also might be doing a little program marketing in Southern California, since that's where I live.
Okay, so if somebody has a problem, like say, what's this social media about, and they want their business to get involved in it, best thing to do or a good thing to do would be to call you, and you could help them out. How would you help them out?
Sure. It's actually a process, so it's not something that can be done overnight. It is a process of building up a solid, rapport and having a cadence to your social media posts, whether that's once a day or whatever rhythm you kind of put together. But again, yeah, it's a great opportunity to tell, to define who we are to the broader public. And it gives us an opportunity to speak for ourselves and to define thought leadership. Some of the experts in our programs have been featured on some news media, and others would like to be as seen as experts in this field. And it's a great way to position them to be, active voices in the discussion of adolescent behavioral and mental health issues.
Okay, well, let me go to the next general question, is how is doing public relations different in working with this particular network of therapeutic boarding schools, wilderness therapy, RTCs, schools and programs for kids that are having behavioral and emotional problems? How is that different than the usual public relations that people think of when they hear about that?
That's a great question. In my opinion, I think that the biggest difference is that there exists a lack of people wanting to put themselves out there. So PR is really we're talking to the news media. We're getting our stories told. We're positioning ourselves as experts again in adolescent behavioral mental health issues. And for a long time, I think in this industry, there has existed a hesitance to do that, to put ourselves out there and tell these great stories of success of the students. And all of the great things that we're doing, our different programmatic elements, equine therapy, art therapy, all of the things that we utilize, there has been a reluctance to want to tell the world about it, I think, because there exists such a large group of, hater websites, I would say, I guess is the best way to put it. And so programs have a reluctance of putting themselves in the spotlight. They might believe that it would lead to more or increased scrutiny. But really, in my opinion, the fact is that we're helping teens through increasingly difficult adolescent years, times that just keep getting tougher with technology and evolving parenting philosophies and entitlement. And if we don't define who we are now, our critics and even our competitors will do that for us.
Okay, so what you're saying is that's something, talking about our success stories, we're weak on that, fearing that they're going to be a target.
Right.
Okay, so what does, you mentioned crisis, so this is probably a little bit different than in other areas. Handling a crisis, what do you mean by that? What causes that?
A crisis in this industry can be defined by so many different things, whether it's a runaway student, or if there's an altercation on at a therapeutic boarding school, or different scenarios like that. Even Mother Nature can provide crisis situations if there's a flood or an earthquake or things like that. It's really important to have a plan in place, a mode of, a call to action prior to the crises happening. So it's not the time to put together your crisis plan after the crisis has happened. It's important to do that beforehand, so that everybody is kind of able to get on the same page. Okay, so this has happened. This is what we need to do. Some of the things that I suggest include, making sure that your staff understand that there's one spokesperson if the media calls, or if there needs to be some outreach to parents and referents, that is a coordinated effort, and it's not just someone speaking out of turn or offhand. I mean, it needs to be an articulated and a well-conceived message to go out.
Sometimes not doing that is the crisis. I've seen situations where people try to honestly tell, as near as they can tell, when something happens, kids run away, is missing, and they honestly try to tell the media, and it gets so far out of bounds, and that's where the real crisis occurs, is if somebody's
right.
Not prepared and knows how to work with the media and not to say trigger words.
Exactly, because unfortunately we do live in a kind of gotcha society with media, and so the opportunity to say something that could be misconstrued is great. And so there should be some rehearsal of that type of thing beforehand, and we shouldn't fear it. I mean, when something goes wrong, the public and certainly the parents and referents that are involved want to know what's happening and what are we doing to correct it. I think that's really important. It's not something that we can hide from, especially in today's world with technology and internet and 24/7 news. It's really important that you address it, but you need to address it in the right way, and not add to all of the misunderstanding and misinformation out there about this industry, because that is one of the major things I see as someone who's worked in PR for many years. This industry in particular, given the fact that what I mentioned before about people shying away from wanting to tell their success stories for fear of the scrutiny, and also the misinformation that exists of what these places do and how they help these teams, really is so different. And it's just such an opportunity for us to tell positive stories and to educate the public about what it is that we're doing, because the truth is we likely all know someone who knows someone who could use a program, and if they knew about them, they would be likely to search one out. So sorry, I'll let you get back to the question.
Okay. Well, I was thinking in the terms of the it's a very sensitive industry, because
mm-hmm.
I heard one observation as well. Now, the way to get people riled up is, one, mess with their kids, and two, mess with their money. And
right.
Being private programs and schools, both are right there. So it takes a lot of... I'm very amazed at some of these people. They put together a program, and they handle all the elements and all the structure and get professional people. I'm amazed how well they do, because at first glance, you say, oh, that's just impossible. But they put it together,
mm-hmm.
and they do very well. And the success stories are just... They're properly called miracles that I've seen.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and these people who work in the programs, the therapists and the directors and the, all of the teachers and everyone who's, I mean, I have just been so impressed with the level of professionalism and the amount of compassion and passion that these people have for these students and these families, and how much they just love what they do of helping families. I think, that is lost when you have different stories coming out about the greediness of this, therapeutic industry and that kind of thing. And I'm sure that there are stories of that have been told, and there may be some truth to that.
Oh,
I can tell you.
I can confirm. Yes, there are. There's a few.
But I can tell you that the people that I've met and worked with are just incredible. I mean, they really care about what they're doing. And the fact of the matter is, when you do send your child away to a program and they're getting the therapeutic help and they're getting schooling and that kind of thing, it does cost money to provide those services. So these aren't state-run institutions. These are programs that are needing to provide high-level services, and they're doing that. And I've been completely impressed by everything that I've seen.
Well, I think you're a good person to focus on that, help get the word out, and let me know how I can help you, because that's part of what I've been trying to do with my website and my interviews. But we've ran out of time. This is Lon Woodbury in the Woodbury Report, and we've been talking to Kristen Hayes and her new public relations firm that is going to focus on working with therapeutic boarding schools and helping them get the word out. Well, thank you very much. Good talking to you, Kristen, and you have a good rest of the day.
Thank you. You too, Lon.